Are you stuck at home in lockdown? Yeah, I know, we all are. Don't worry, we've got you covered, because it's time once again for Live at Night with Pete Ferrero, where whatever happens, happens. Now, along with his special guests, here is your host, Pete Ferrero.
Welcome to Live at Night. I'm putting in the message, the GoFundMe page, because that's what this is all about, right? We're trying to raise money for the soup kitchen.
Yes, I'm.
You know, here you're growing your hair out longer in the situation, this coronavirus. But
you're the opposite.
I shaved it. Yeah, so that's probably a shock for a lot of people that are watching now. All right, so you're making some stuff. I've got some surprises along the way for you tonight.
It's deep fried.
Okay, what are you making?
I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. This is a lot of interaction. This is a whole other level of it. Oh boy. Oh, she's deep frying.
I'm making sourdough. These are sourdough fried onion rings.
Yeah.
This shit's gonna make me famous. I'm telling you. This doesn't. Hold on, I gotta turn
that on. So we're cooking live here. This is the first of the interactions like this. It's shocking. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if you can. If you can answer questions. Wait, let me see what Tony Manja is sending me. This is what I see on Instagram. So it's not perfect.
So I've done Instagram live before, but I've only done it via that.
Your phone.
That platform.
Yeah. No, this supposedly, and I don't know how, but this supposedly allows you to be live. Tony Manja, hold up. Is this better or worse on Instagram? Let me know. I adjusted something. Okay. We're running tests on a Shipyard here. All right. Caroline, it's great to have you here. How have you been? First of all, last time I saw you, it was the beginning of this whole thing and it was a tough time. How are you doing now?
I mean, you know, things are still really tough, but I think there's been a certain sense of kind of like settling into a little bit of like a new normal and understanding that this is the like acceptance, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like understanding that this is like kind of what we're doing now.
Okay. He said that's worse. You know, sorry.
Let me tell you, I went from crying like most of the day to only crying once a day. And I think that's like a really big.
It's a big step.
That's a big step.
you're coming a long way on this. That's good. But you're cooking, you're doing things, and you're throwing yourself into some stuff. You've been promoting a lot of different things, so it looks like you're trying to stay as busy as possible, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to stay very busy. Obviously, like, the restaurant we were about to open is closed. I feel very fortunate that I have a lot of projects going on at any given time. So
yeah.
I feel really fortunate that I have other stuff that honestly right now I'm not getting paid for anything, but like I have things that keep me busy every day. So like
right.
I wake up in the morning and I'm not watching TV all day, even though that's incredibly tempting to do.
Right. I am.
You know, I don't judge anybody for doing that. I feel very fortunate that I do have like a little bit of a to-do list every day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of keeping me going, but my mental capacity for like work and focus, it's about like 50%. And I think that that's pretty normal for a lot of people right now.
All right. I'm removing this Instagram shit because it's not working for everybody. So I apologize. Anyway, so you tried to find us on Instagram. You shed a lot. Okay.
Can we see, like, how do we know how many people are here? Can you see how many people are here?
I can see a number. Can you see a number that there's a couple of likes? People, but I never know how accurate of a number that is because it's being seen by so many different people at one time. So
yeah.
We'll just hope for the best at this point. Okay, so now a couple of comments already. Gennaro says Caroline rocks. How's that?
Hi, Gennaro.
There you go.
How you doing?
Okay, now listen. Was shocking my hair when you first went in that it was gone totally, or but were you aware of it was coming? You know, I don't know if you know.
It says
on Instagram today that we're close friends. I don't know if that's something you did
I have a lot of close friends, Peter. but you told me that you were that you were shaving it. I'm gonna just let you guys see like kind of what I'm doing here because this is like the fun part. I'll keep talking. Okay. But
definitely.
I'm making onion rings. I'm gonna eat like a whole bowl of these. But
no, I can't. I wish we could share.
You're in LA now, yeah.
I am in Los Angeles. We did the whole cross country commute. That was stressful, but
doing that in a pandemic, I think is very
insane. Yeah,
I mean that's crazy.
Now listen, I mean my original thought before we went to the pandemic version was, hey, I'm gonna stop in Chicago for this. I'm gonna go to St. Louis for this. I'm gonna do this for this. And then none of that happened. I did. Now you're eating this. Now look me what this tastes like. This fried food.
Okay. Well,
tell me what you did. Yeah. Now listen, guys. Before you say what's up, we are trying to raise money for this GoFundMe, right? So that it's going to Caroline's a soup kitchen that's super important to her. So there's a link right here. I want to see everybody who's watching this click on that link and throw a little bit more money into this thing. Right? That's the purpose.
So, I've been supporting the Holy Apostle Soup Kitchen for years. One of the oldest, longest running soup kitchens in New York. An absolutely incredible operation. They make restaurant quality food for anybody who needs a meal Monday through Friday. They've been doing it for decades. And, their demand has skyrocketed in such an incredible way during the COVID crisis. And they're operating with a bare bones staff because they don't want a lot of volunteers. They don't want too many people around to, you know, contract the virus or whatever.
Right.
So what's been happening there is pretty amazing. And they're just doing everything they can to feed the community right now and do it in a safe way. And also the biggest, we do a huge fundraiser every year that literally is like their budget for the year. And that's been postponed due to COVID-19. So we need to think outside the box and think about how we can feed we're talking about hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers who don't have money for groceries anymore because they worked in restaurants, they were domestic workers, their shops closed, whatever it is, and they need to make that decision between paying their rent, paying their health insurance, paying their bills. We have a lot of undocumented people. It's a really huge swath of the population that now
can't
put food on the table. For me, it's really important to, I support Holy Apostles every year. But now more than ever, it feels really, really important. And resources are just getting spread so thin because we have so many people in need.
Yeah, it's a major crisis. This entire thing is a crisis. You know, restaurants, I'm sure there's a lot of stress on every end about restaurants returning. And this is a place that's not going to necessarily get proper attention because of all of that, right?
Yeah.
Now, so far this week through the shows that we did, we had Vic DiBattista, the comedian, on yesterday. We had we did a thing about the Bill Murray stories, the documentary, and this week we raised $350 so far for this thing. How much will that
That's
help?
That's incredible, and I don't think people need to understand that. Like, if you give a dollar to the soup kitchen, that's a meal. That's somebody's meal, and that's because of the donations that they're able to get. And because of the donations they're able to get and the resources that they have and the way that they cook, a dollar is a meal. That's a really, really big deal.
Yeah, so give us a dollar. You know, and give us some more dollars too. Listen, now Tony Maja or Anthony Shilia says he loves the hair. I don't know if it's mine or yours now. I assume it's yours. I just assume it's yours. Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, no, you have the hair thunder for sure. Okay, so tell me now what you're doing, and then I've got some surprises. I'm gonna show you some stuff. There might be some other things popping in. We'll see how it all plays out in the next.
I'm intrigued.
Same, because I don't know how this platform works. But go ahead. Yeah.
I want to tell you about why I'm doing onion rings.
Okay.
So you and anybody else who exists on social media has probably noticed the rise in popularity of sourdough during the COVID crisis, which I really love because I feel like it gets a lot of people baking who normally wouldn't bake, and there's a lot of bakeries that are closed right now and people need bread, and so I think it's an awesome thing that people are super excited about, you know, learning this new skill in the kitchen and everything. But when you, if you have a basic knowledge of sourdough, it's a wild fermentation. It's a yeast. And you feed it every day. But you also take a little bit out every day, and that's called the discard.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't have the discard, your home would be taken over by gallons and gallons of sourdough starter, which is fine in a restaurant because we bake a ton of loaves. So we have room for, you know, however many gallons of starter a day. But for a home baker, it's a lot. So it started to really bother me that people were just like taking this discard and throwing it away because it's just flour and water and it's fermented. So it's got a lot of flavor and it can do a lot of things for you. So I've been playing with it recently in a whole bunch of different ways. I've been making like scallion pancakes. I did some like tempura mushrooms the other day.
Right. I love this.
And now I literally took the stuff that I pulled off of my starter this morning, and now I am, this is the simplest thing in the world. I sliced an onion, like thin rings, however you like your onion rings, and I just am dipping them in the starter, and then I'm putting them in hot oil. That is it.
That is 101, very simple. I think at home, you can follow along and do that. I think next time you go on Beat Bobby Flay, you should bring these onion rings.
Third time's a charm. But also, I think like one of the things that I've been missing a lot in isolation and quarantine and like not having restaurants and that kind of thing is like, I can cook a lot of things at home that I find really delicious, but like, that like deep fried bar food, that's such like a like going out treat.
And yeah. It's not
something that a lot of us cook for ourselves.
That's a good point.
For good reason, because, you know, it takes a lot of oil and it can be like a little, you know, messy and that kind of thing. And I think a lot of people just like don't know how to deep fry. So this is sort of like filling my craving of like going to sit at like the local sports bar and like ordering a thing of onion rings or a thing of
totally fries, yeah, a drink. That's a brilliant idea. I think that's something that I'm going to jump into. Now we have a question from the audience here. Listen, and I want to say to these people, you want to ask a question, it's totally cool. I'm going to ask her the questions whether you donate or not, but if you do want to donate to the GoFundMe, it would be very, very awesome of you so that we can raise some money for the soup kitchen. So the question is, why?
Talking about like a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Why is it impossible to find yeast in stores during the pandemic? And when you do find it, places are price gouging. Also, I've noticed flour is almost impossible to find.
Yeah. So what I have done is I was out of flour for quite some time. And I ordered I ordered online from a mill that is like south of Chicago that is doing like really beautiful farmer ground stuff. It's called Janie's Mill. I've tagged them on my Instagram a bit. But it did take like 10 days to get it. I ordered a lot. I think the thing is like, you know, we do have to be kind of patient.
Yes.
But then this sort of circles back to my whole thing about not waste is like when you do get your hands on 5-10 pounds of flour and you don't have yeast, so you're making sourdough and you have a portion of it that you got to get rid of every day. You know, the yeast thing, that's tricky. Like, there are a lot of recipes that do use commercial yeast, and sometimes it's better for various things. It has a different flavor profile, it's more concentrated, all of this stuff. I would just, if you're interested in getting into wild yeast, anybody can do it. It just takes a little bit of time. And some good flour, and you can make amazing bread without yeast. You have to be patient. And that, like, honestly, the one thing we have right now, the one luxury
time.
Is time.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the one thing most of us have. Essential workers don't have it. But if you are fortunate enough to be, you know,
quarantined at home and
all of that, like, and you have the time, it's a great time to start, like.
All right, we have your first surprise.
Oh my god, it's like my birthday and a bat mitzvah all at once. Hi.
We've added a surprise. Yes. So we have Elizabeth here.
Elizabeth, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm making sourdough discard onion rings.
Ooh, yum.
Look at that.
Yeah, do you have any in the fryer that you can show her?
I'm gonna drop some more right now.
Okay,
she's everything with your sourdough.
I swear to god, my whole mission in life now is to not throw away a single drop,
right?
Here, I'm gonna turn this around so we can so you can see. No,
I was going to say, that's not it.
I'm still learning. I ordered like a tripod and it hasn't arrived yet. Yeah, I've just got onion rings.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Yeah.
Have you made, I've seen a lot of
this
your
is my discard.
Have you made any cake yet with it?
I've done some loaves, like some sweet loaves. Mm-hmm. I would love to try cake. Actually, my oven is not working right now. I have somebody to come and look at it tomorrow. But I'm making the best of the situation.
Yes, you are.
So I'm just frying my starter as opposed to baking with it at the moment. I'm sure it's going to be a quick fix. It'll be fine. Wow. But I didn't do anything to this discard. I literally just put it in this bowl. And I'm just salting them when they come out.
Okay.
Elizabeth, have you been making anything fun and cool while in lockdown here?
I have. I was, I made phyllo dough. Like, I made the phyllo dough the other day for the first time. And I was like, why have I never made phyllo dough?
Made it from scratch?
Yeah. And it's not as crazy as I thought it would be. And it was so good. And I, you know, I was like looking at, I think I was just looking at spanakopita on somewhere. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I've never tried to make phyllo dough. I should try to do that. And so I looked up a bunch of videos and, you know, I've been making so many pot stickers and dumplings and different kinds of noodles. So I was like, I can make phyllo dough. It can't be that hard. And it's just, you have to roll the dough. What's that?
Like for the phyllo dough, did you use a pasta machine or like?
No, no, no. It's amazing. So you make a dough with flour, salt, a little bit of vinegar, like a touch and a little bit of olive oil and water. And then you knead it and then you let it rest and then you divide it and then you roll it and, you know, like almost like you're going to make like dumplings.
Yeah.
And then, and so you roll that out in tapioca starch, a mixture of cornstarch and flour. And then, and then you just make a pile of like tortillas basically. And then you roll that out further. So you make like a pile of four is what I did.
Wow.
with the starch in between. And then you keep rolling it out and it, and then you just peel it apart. It's like, oh my God, it's thin. And it's not like when you take phyllo dough out of the freezer, it's so brittle, you know, it's hard to work with.
Yeah,
This is like the total opposite. And it's amazing. I just haven't. Oh yeah. I did post a little video of making some of it. Yeah.
That's so
very
awesome.
Cool.
I gotta try that.
Yeah.
It's so
you're gonna
cool.
Like StreamYard way better than Zoom, by the way. This is this is much better. Yeah, I'm happier now.
I've been craving baklava, so
yeah,
that's gonna be my fix.
Yeah, you gotta make some. I swear you're gonna love it.
That's gonna be my fix.
So while we brought Elizabeth on, was we wanted to share some things because we're all about gratitude these Caroline. So I wanted Elizabeth to share some things that she really digs about you, your cooking, and getting to know you. Yes.
Well, I mean, I know you just opened a restaurant and then had to walk away and lock it up for a while. So
yeah, and you just had a few people who like got to come and eat before we had to put things on hold.
I know. I feel so lucky. I got to go to one of your friends and family night and have some of your desserts. And I want to go. I can't wait to go back there. Like whenever we're allowed to.
We can't wait to have you. We're navigating it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But I'm so excited about that. And what I love so much about what you do is you're cooking stuff, but you're also, running marathons and all that kind of stuff too. So I feel like we have that kind of thing in common where it's like you make all this yummy stuff all the time and then you also exercise and take care of yourself. And I just like, I respect that so much because I think it's one of the most important things being a cook.
Thank you. And it can be hard to do. Like it can be hard to motivate,
Totally.
To do that. And I think like, especially right now, it's really hard to it's difficult to get out of the house in so many ways right now, because in New York, the population is so dense and it's, I went for a run today and it was really like,
where do you go running?
I'm sort of going wherever it looks kind of desolate.
Just go that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like there are days where I'll try to go to the park and I get there and I'm like, too many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. We have another surprise. Hang on, Caroline. We have another surprise for you popping in here.
Oh my God.
We have another surprise for you.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Hold on. It's like we're all together.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, as wonderful as I can be. I'm wonderful at home. Hold on one second. Sorry.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I could. Sorry. There was like this like crazy light behind me that looked like I was like a ghost floating.
Call it an alien light. Yeah. I had one the other day. Hey, so Hillary, we've got Caroline on here. And the other day, of course, you Elizabeth came in and gave you some awesome props. So I'm going to remove this background so everybody can see you because I did not design that right. Hang on one second. Hide this. There you are. Hey, what do you got to say to Caroline? You were one of the people also that got an opportunity to head over to her restaurant, right?
I did. I was so excited to be there. It was such an honor, actually. Like it was a room full of like friends.
I can't hear her. Can you guys hear her?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you can? No, I can't.
I can't get her sound.
Oh no!
Oh, I got her. She's loud and clear to me. Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna mute her. I'm gonna mute her and then put her back on mute.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. Speak.
Can you hear me now?
No. Yes. No.
Are we good?
No.
No. All right. Hillary, come, yeah. Leave the room and come back into it. That's happened sometimes. That happened one of the times before.
All right. Ciao.
Yeah. Technology is maybe it's not as great. Maybe Zoom is still the best. Anyway, so Hillary is going to stop by and say something.
My mother just texted. She says hi.
Oh, tell her hello. How's she doing?
She's fine. I mean, she's, you know, she's going a little stir crazy. My family has been a little stressed because both my brother and sister-in-law are friends of this, so it's been a little stressful.
Okay, we got Hillary back.
All right, I'm back. How are we doing? Can you hear me okay or no?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, amazing.
That's the trick right there. Yeah.
Carolyn, I hope you're enjoying all the surprise visitors. I was a little blindsided last week, so it was really lovely.
Blindsided.
I feel like this is like my birthday bat mitzvah all rolled into one.
Yeah. I don't ever want to do my bat mitzvah again, ever. And we could show those videos, you know, on another day.
Listen, I'll send you know, photos from my bat mitzvah. It's all very embarrassing. That was the one. Blackmail me. You have all the material you need.
Done. My black velvet dress with a turquoise bow. We should talk.
Oh my God. I need to see that.
Well, I mean, I'm excited to be on today because it's really nice to pay it forward, essentially. That your food the other night was so great. We were surrounded by such love in the dining room. And it was such an honor to be in this beautiful, historic dining room. I didn't even know as much as I should have known about it. And you have such a great team. Like, I forced ourselves to eat with you, and we were not disappointed. We ate all of it. It was amazing. And I can't wait for you to have that platform back. We'll be back soon enough.
Thank you. It was really this has been so hard with everybody. Like, whether your restaurant has been open for years or whatever, but it was really emotional to be like, I mean, I was literally in the kitchen, like gearing up for our opening. You know, our last night of soft opening and our opening night service. And I was like putting things in the oven and like all of this stuff, you know how it is. And then all of a sudden, like our head chef came downstairs, Adam, and he was like, all right, guys, like we can't open tonight. And I don't know when we're going to be open. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there was not a dry eye.
Yeah.
And, obviously,
so weird.
That's what we had to do. It was the right thing to do.
Of course.
It was the worst timing ever. Right before this, I was on a Zoom with, you know, all the Gage and Tolner people, and I have to say, like, everybody's like so optimistic and just so like, you know, we're gonna figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We're going to do donations where we can. We're going to, you know, strategize and see if we can do some kind of go or some takeout or whatever it is. Like, we all have to figure out how we're going to come back from this. And, you know, Hillary, I'm sure, like, you know, you've had similar conversations.
Every other day at 11 a.m.
Of just like how do we serve our community? How do we stay safe?
Yeah.
What's the right thing to do? You know. Yeah.
We got to keep our teams alive and keep the momentum going. And you guys had such great momentum that as soon as we're all back in place, you guys will fall right back into it. It's like it has never happened. These 2 months, 3 months will pass forward in no time.
I think so. And I think like that's going to be true for all restaurants. Like, I mean, as much as it's like in a weird way, like a luxury to cook at home, when you're a chef, it's like, oh, you get that like night at home to like make the thing that like, you know, you never make or whatever. I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot wait to like, I was thinking today, I was like, I'm going to start a list of all of the restaurants I need to go to when this is over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to do is like go out to eat, and even if I have very little money, like, which we will all have very little money at the end of it. It's like, that's how we're going to bring the city back, you know,
because
it's not just about giving people good food. It's about hospitality, and it's about giving people an experience and socializing and all of these things that we're missing so, so much.
Yes. Listen, guys, I want to let you know that the reason why Caroline is doing this, and we're doing this every Thursday, is that chefs are coming on and we're doing a little GoFundMe. And each week, each chef's going to cook a little something, throw some surprises. And she picked what? A soup kitchen that she's going to donate.
Yes.
She got from the GoFundMe. So somebody, Fossil Farms, I don't know if you guys all know them or not, but they just donated $50 to
this. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sweet. Are you making scallion pancakes today for your charity?
Sorry?
Are you making your scallion pancakes today? Because you've really started a frenzy out there.
I'm literally eating like 2 pancakes a day.
that doesn't suck.
No, not at all.
I made onion rings tonight. The soup kitchen is just like, I mean, I've been supporting them for years, Holy Apostles. They're incredible. I mean, they're one of the oldest, longest kitchens in New York, and they feed a vulnerable population really, really good food. Like, they have chefs on staff who, like, plan out the menu, which is, I mean, I just don't think that, like, good food should be a privilege.
Yes.
And good food, not like that can be something simple, it can be something complex, like whatever it is, like everybody should have access to good food that nourishes you in one way or another. So the soup kitchen's amazing. I've been supporting them for years, and the amount of meals has skyrocketed in the last couple weeks. But also, like, their resources have really dried up because they're spread so thin, and they're working with like a skeleton staff. And their big fundraiser that I do every year, that literally, I mean, that fundraiser it's awesome. It's so much fun. And it, it funds the soup kitchen for almost an entire year. And, you know, they've had to postpone it.
Yeah.
So the need is so great, and all of a sudden they just don't have the fundraising resources that they have. They are used to having.
Well, thank you. So Fossil Farms for the $50 then, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, that's huge. Yeah. That's 50 meals. That's huge.
Absolutely. All right, Elizabeth and Hillary, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you very much for popping in and saying your stuff.
It was so wonderful to see you.
Great to see you both.
Yes, you too. Maybe we'll do this with you sometime, Elizabeth. Cooking and all this fun stuff. And Hillary, maybe you as well, without the surprises.
I'm going to crash the party.
Okay.
We'll talk about Mr. Voters later, okay? Bye. Right, now.
Guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
All right. So there we have it. Some surprises, right?
Oh, no, no.
Right? I mean, there you go. That's it. I mean, we had to. You know, that's kind of what we've been doing here. All right. So now, tell me about more. What you've been doing in this quarantine outside of the cooking and whatnot.
So, I feel very fortunate that I have a couple kind of one-off freelance projects that I'm able to give a little more attention to, you know, not being in the restaurant. So I have some recipe development projects I'm working on. I'm also the chef, the head chef for a CPG company, packaged goods. So we have a a packaged bar and you can order it online and all of that stuff. And so that's been really nice to be able, it's called Slow Up. And it's been really nice to be able to give that a little more attention than I normally have had time for in the past couple months. And I've also been really happy that we've been able to make some regular donations to the hospitals for doctors and frontline workers, nurses, and that kind of thing. So I've actually been kind of busy.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, and I feel really fortunate. I've done some personal, just like R&D, which is, you know, recipe stuff that, you know, I always want to do that, you know, you never have time for. Somehow I can't find time to finish my taxes, but whatever. I think the hardest part is, like, I can keep myself busy, but I'm a people person. Like,
yes.
I'm the definition of a people person. Like, I never am not seeing my friends and interacting with people. And
you're a bit of social butterfly too. Even when you're not working, you're always at a restaurant. Your world is sort of surrounded by eating in restaurants and all this. Yeah.
I mean, I would go to the opening of an envelope. Like, I love meeting people. I love meeting people. I love my network and my circle. So
that Gennaro has donated $20 to the soup kitchen. Gennaro. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Gennaro. Much appreciated. It's very nice of you, man. Much love.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think the hardest part for me has been just like not seeing my friends, not seeing my family. Like, I am so used to, you know, having family dinner a couple times a month and going to Philly to see my brother and my sister-in-law and my niece. Like, I'm just so used to all of these things being normal, and FaceTime doesn't cut it.
No. You know? Right. Yeah. Like, I wish we were at Hillary's right now doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think that's sort of going to be like, you know, I think everybody's going to have like a very specific PTSD from this, whether, like, you know, people who work in the ERs and are on the front lines, like, they're going to have a very specific PTSD. And then, like, people who lost their businesses, that's a whole other thing. People who just like live alone or are alone and like literally don't get to like touch another human for months. Like,
yeah,
that's a really significant thing. And I think we can kind of take it for granted sometimes how much other people really affect our mood in a positive way. And so that's just been the number one thing for me. Like, even being able to, like, I do that. I have a big, well, you've been to my house, so you know, like, I have my stoop outside has like that big.
Yes.
Big steps. And what I've been doing with like some friends and neighbors is I'm like, okay, you come and sit on the bottom step. I'll sit on the top.
Okay. You're social distancing sitting together, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, bring your whatever, bring your wine, bring your cocktail, like whatever. And we'll do happy hour that way or whatever it is. And that totally has been a lifeline.
All right. Gennaro is saying, just an FYI, Men Who Dine was the first food media outlet that supported the farm to tray benefit. Very cool.
Oh. He was. I mean, the farm to tray benefit has been, it is amazing. And people like him, like, totally, totally have supported it for years and really made it happen. And like, I have to say, like, there's a lot of like charity galas in New York where it's just like a big party and like, you know, they pull out all the stops and they get like so many donations to do this like big lavish affair with celebrities and stuff like that. And like Farm to Tray is not like that. It is so about the community.
Yes.
And I mean, they do it at the church where the soup kitchen is. So like you really get a sense of like what this organization is all about. And yeah. It's about the people. It's about the community. It's not about anybody putting their name on anything to say that they're, you know, on the board of something or whatever. It's literally just like, if you've got $5, please give it because that will buy 5 meals.
Yeah, absolutely.
For somebody's family.
Yeah. Thank you, Gennaro. I mean, he's a good guy too. He's really good. All right, I'm gonna try to share something here. Let's see if I can share this. I don't know. Okay. Now screen sharing. Look for the share audio checkbox. Okay.
I'm just okay. Gonna take a second on onion rings.
Hold up. I want to share this. If I can figure it out, we'll share it. Yeah. They look incredible. They absolutely look incredible. And I wish I was there to have to enjoy some of them. You're gonna share the recipe, right?
What's life like in LA right now?
It's a ghost town. It's really bizarre. The whole thing, you know, coming out here and just kind of wanting to, you know, experience LA in like a cool, fun way, you know, it hasn't really been perfect. Okay. I'm going to try to share this, Caroline, and see how this works. Okay. It will not let me. There we go. Okay. Boom. Do you see yourself? Are you seeing yourself on the screen? Do you see my screen?
Oh my God, yeah.
No, okay. Yeah. Let's share the opening to your Her Name is Chef episode. How's that sound?
Oh my God.
Okay, let's see how this plays out.
I'm just going to keep eating onion rings.
You can see it and hear it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That'll start for me. I mean, I would get so excited for my birthday because it was about cake. I was like, well, you know, I'm going to get to make this cake start to finish. It's going to be exactly what I want it to be. I was like elementary school and I would have never gone out to buy it.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Have a robot cake. I felt like it was so special. It was just like the
We have some Wi-Fi glitches
that I got to do all year.
Hold up, let's let Wi-Fi catch up. We'll let Wi-Fi catch up. You know, we're this is the danger zone of doing these live shows. Here we go.
We'd bake my birthday cake, and then as I got a little bit older, it was like I wanted to make them for other people. I really started to understand that like that is an incredible gift to give to somebody. They have a slice of it on their birthday and they're celebrating with friends or family or whatever. But what I really want them to feel and for them to take away is just like pure happiness.
I think that's it.
I'm Leah okay. Gastion, and I've been cooking okay. some of the biggest and most right. high profile restaurants for the last
time. Okay. Isn't that fun?
I remember shooting that so vividly, and like in a way it's like it was like emotionally overwhelming for me because I can't really like put into words what baking means to me, you know, and like making like I have plenty of friends who have had like birthdays in during this quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And another friend of ours, she kind of texted me and was like, hey, like, can we do a cake for Bobby? And like, I can drive and pick it up at 6 feet and like, be safe about it and whatever. And I was like, It was the best thing that happened to me in like weeks.
Yeah.
Like making a cake for somebody. Like it was just like, I was like, I remember like going to bed the night before and just thinking like, oh, tomorrow I get to wake up and I get to make a birthday cake for somebody. Like there's literally nothing better.
Yeah. You know?
And it, I don't know. It's just, it's such a big thing for me. It's so giving. It's so symbolic. And I, like, that's just been such a difficult thing to, like, not be able to celebrate with people and not be able to just, like, give people dessert in the way that I, you know, that we're used to, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know, when I look back at the episodes, obviously they all are like my children in a way. I hate that phrase, but they all are special to me in their own way. But there is something very special about your, about that opening and your episode that will always be really important to me. So hopefully everybody will have an opportunity to see this one day. One way or the other, they will.
Shooting it, you know, even like that day, and it was, you know, it wasn't anybody's birthday. Like we, you know, we set it up and like,
right,
that's great. But like, those girls were like, you know, they're like elementary school kids. They were so excited.
Yeah. They were excited for the cake. Totally. All right. I think we've rocked this
like,
episode.
Oh my God, like we're getting birthday cake. It's nobody's birthday, but we're getting cake.
Yeah. I think we still celebrate that particular day as her other birthday.
Yeah.
I know somebody else that, so, yeah,
like just felt like for them, I was like, listen, like I totally get that this is like the best day you've ever had. Like I get it.
Before we wrap up again, I want to remind everybody, and I'm going to shout out everybody that donated to the GoFundMe right now. I just got to pull it back up and find out who all that was. I'm going to say everybody's names so far. So and then also you can still donate for the rest of the week, and it's all going to this amazing, you know, this amazing soup kitchen. So, Nicole Chieco, and then I matched her donation, Mike Bernaza, Chris Rockwell, Christina Russo, Ray Esposito, Fossil Farms, and Gennaro Pecchia. Thank you guys so for this, for the donations. It's much appreciated.
I mean, I'm like.
And I think we're at, and I said Fossil Farms, right? Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
And right now, we're at like,
seriously,
$420 raised for this. And I know there's going to be a few more before the end of the week. So isn't that amazing? Yeah. Right?
No way.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's huge. You guys have no idea. That's literally more than like I'm usually able to contribute for the big gala every year. Like oh my God.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm speechless. Peter, for once, I don't know what to say.
Your book is titled Caroline, I Have a Lot to Say.
That's my someday autobiography. But for once, like, I can't. Seriously.
Okay. Before I got more speechless. You know, one of the things that we talked about before with Hillary and Elizabeth is gratitude and all this stuff. So I've been trying to give people a little bit of gratitude at the end of my shows, and I'm going to do that for you. But before I do that, I want to see if there's anybody that you want to shout out and give some gratitude to maybe in this situation or just in life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, 100% the partners and owners of Gage and Tolner, who have been so incredibly emotionally supportive. So that's Sohi Kim, her husband Ben Schneider, and
I want to let you know that Sohi was also going to be a surprise, but I don't know that she. I think she missed it.
That's right. I talked to her earlier.
Yeah. So she had much love, obviously. Yeah.
But yeah, Sohi Kim, her husband Ben Schneider, and our friend Sinjin Frizzell, who is the third partner, they have been so emotionally supportive through all of this, checking in with everybody, setting up weekly calls. I mean, that is just like that means the world to me. My family, who have been emotionally supportive, financially supportive when I need it. My friends, who I have a network of friends who are the most incredible people in the world, who I get to text and talk to on a daily basis. I think that there's a lot of silver linings to come out of this crisis, and one of them is just the realization of how very, very, very fortunate I am. And fortunate not in terms of money or anything like that. I mean, it's people. Yeah. It's people. Like, my relationships are richer than I could have ever even hoped for, and it just, that's what keeps you going.
Yeah,
that really is it, and that's what's going to come back to the restaurants and all of this when this is over. It's all going to come back.
All right, well, here's what I have for you. I am so grateful that I got to meet you through the making of Her Name Is Chef. You're somebody that always you don't just get involved, you get involved all the way, and you put every part of yourself into it.
It's true.
And it's much appreciated. But beyond that, I love all the time that we got to hang out and make that show, but getting to know you. You're a beautiful person, an absolutely incredible human being. You're tremendous. But no, in all seriousness, I think you're one of the best people I've ever met. And I'm so happy and thankful for you for this time, all the great food that you've made me, whether it be a cake or a dumpling or whatever. And I can't wait for us to get back to hanging out. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it means the world to me that you sought me out however many years ago. And yeah. You know, who knew that we would be in this situation today, but like I feel like our friendship and our
we're close friends.
Our relationship and all of that is just going to like continue.
Absolutely. And one day I can't wait for the world to see your story, because it's absolutely amazing and beautiful, and it's fun and it's sweet. It's all the things that everybody would hope for in one of these episodes. So thank you for doing this too. And I hope that we raise some money. I'm going to send you the
link that you can post this. Honestly, more than I could have ever hoped for.
Awesome.
It's absolutely wild. And listen, like, we in time will all forgive you for moving to LA.
Yeah, I'll be back. Don't worry. I'm going to be back, and we're going to hang out. We're going to go to Hillary's. We're going to do all the things that we do. And then you're going to be around for season two. You know what I mean?
Listen, I might, once things are okay to travel. I love LA. LA has amazing
food. Come stay. Come hang out.
Bakeries, so I might come sleep on your couch.
You are welcome. We have an extra spare room. You're welcome to stay here anytime, and we'll go to Nancy Silverton's.
I can't wait.
The two tamales have a spot now out here, which that was the first place I wanted to go, was Susan Finnegar and what's her name? Susan Finnegar and Nancy Sue Milliken. Did I say that right? Mary Sue Milliken. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have a spot out here. Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Finnegar. I bounced everybody's bounced names every before, but yeah.
LA has some of the best food, and I have so many friends out there. So
I can't wait to get out here. Yeah. And I'm gonna come back to New York too. I'll be back in New York in July. So we'll be, hopefully the world will be open. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Just in time for my birthday dinner at Vic's.
Nice. Oh, definitely. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
My mother's gonna come.
She's very cool. And you know, we are going to get the show somewhere at some point, and everybody's going to get to see it. So I'll tell you more about that off camera. But anyway, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Peter, thank you so much. It was so good to see you. So good to talk to you. Your hair looks great.
Your hair always looks great, though.
Listen, I've gotten very lax with it in quarantine.
It looks, well, the more lax you get, the better it looks. So so happy to see you. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Soon. Thank you so much to everybody who donated. You guys are amazing.